Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is vanilla. There are certain times when you really need to be a food snob. Well, I'm not talking about my refrigerator is bigger than your refrigerator, or I can identify that odd-looking imported fruit faster than you can kind of snob. Rather, I'm talking about knowing when to say I'm going to pay a premium price for the best possible ingredient I can get, and then actually putting your money where your mouth is. I'm of course referring to purchasing vanilla or vanilla beans instead of all that horrible imitation stuff. Did you ever wonder why real vanilla extract is so expensive? Well, it takes quite a bit of work to create the dried beans and that wonderful liquid concoction called extract. Vanilla is actually from the orchid plant, and you want to use the bean pod from the orchid. The orchid flowers are hand-pollinated during a short one-month flowering period. The fruit is just not permitted to ripen. Hand-harvested, it takes 4 to 6 months to create the extract. The dark brown vanilla bean is usually about 7 to 9 inches long, and it yields about half a teaspoon of seed, so you need a lot of them. Vanilla extract is made by percolating chopped vanilla beans in alcohol and water. If you're using vanilla beans, you should keep them in a tightly closed container in a refrigerated area, and they last up to about 6 months. True vanilla extract has a really indefinite shelf life, and it really improves with age. Beware, beware, beware of the pretender. When you see vanillin, it's spelled slightly different than vanilla. That is the imposter. You want vanilla. The two most common sources for synthetic vanilla are byproducts of, get this, the paper industry, and it's been chemically treated with a coal tar derivative. No thank you. The following recipe is guaranteed to give you a moment of vanilla bliss. It's vanilla fruit slaw. You need 4 to 5 cups of chopped cabbage, 2 stalks of thinly sliced celery, about 1/2 cup of shredded carrots, 1 apple cored and cut into bite-sized pieces, about 1 cup of seedless grapes, you can cut them in half, about 1/2 cup of sliced dates, and about 1/2 cup of toasted walnuts or pecans. For the dressing, you want about 1/2 cup of vanilla-flavored yogurt, about 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 1/2 teaspoons of sugar or more to taste. You want 2 teaspoons of fresh lemon juice, and really use fresh lemon juice. In a pinch, you can use apple cider vinegar, but it tastes better with the lemon juice. You need about 3/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract and salt and pepper to taste. This recipe is simple. Put all of the ingredients into a bowl and toss to combine. You can sprinkle the nuts on the top if you don't want to add it into the mix. This serves 4 to 6. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me, ezTlog@gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.